Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Shannon Ryder, Director of Ouachita Parish Mosquito Abatement. Welcome, Shannon.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in. And, you know, it's that time of year that everybody gets out and gets into the outdoors and unfortunately gets in the area where they might get bit by mosquitoes. And that's where you guys come in. Tell me what Ouachita Parish Mosquito Abatement does.
We are actually what is primarily a surveillance-based program, so everything that we do is based off of surveillance, whether that's mosquito surveillance itself or disease surveillance. And in that, that involves a two-pronged approach on the surveillance part, and then a follow-up with treatment depending on what that surveillance is. So that's the third prong of our program. With disease surveillance, that involves the trapping of mosquitoes throughout the parish. That also is part of our mosquito surveillance program in its, of itself, helping us to know what the mosquito counts are around the parish and what those species are that we're finding. Each week we have a significant number of traps that are set throughout the parish. Those traps are set each week. Then they're collected. The mosquitoes are then brought into our laboratory, sorted, identified by species, sex, the date they were collected, and the location where they were found. And those mosquitoes are then sent into Baton Rouge to LSU for testing to see what disease they might be carrying, if it's West Nile, St. Louis encephalitis, or Eastern equine encephalitis. But in that, too, it also helps us determine how many adult mosquitoes are present within the parish. On the second part of that mosquito surveillance prong, we also have a day crew, a day operational crew that checks for juvenile mosquito surveillance, larval surveillance. And then depending on what they find, they also treat juvenile mosquitoes. They're kind of more of a behind-the-scenes part of our program that many people don't even realize that we have. And again, too, based on what we find juvenile, both in the juvenile population and in the adult population with the traps, that also helps determine our course of treatment. Again, disease, too, helps determine our course of treatment.
Well, I got to ride with you one day and see what you do, and it was fascinating to me. We went out to a neighborhood in West Monroe, and we went around and basically looked for standing water. And standing water is where a lot of these problems lie, and it doesn't have to be a lot of water, does it?
Correct. You know, we have two primary species of mosquitoes that we combat here. The first is the Culex quinquefasciatus, and that's also known as the southern house mosquito. And that mosquito is primarily found in septic water or highly organic content water. And so that's one, you know, prong of that larval surveillance program. The other is what you and I did that day, and when we were going out searching for container breeders, and that includes the Aedes albopictus or the Asian tiger mosquito. And that is, just for all the listeners out there, if you look down and see yourself being bitten by a mosquito that is very distinct in its appearance, where black with white striped legs and then a white stripe down its back, you know that is the Asian tiger mosquito, and that is the one that breeds in containers around your yard or property, or your neighbor's yard or property. So that's the one that we encourage everyone to make sure to do a scope around their yard and empty those containers, because it does not take much water.
I was amazed when you and I were out, we were standing in a guy's yard and a mosquito landed on your arm, and you didn't swat at it, you looked at it and then figured out what it was, and then you watched it fly off, and then you started scanning, and you were like, there's the water right there. So getting rid of mosquitoes really is not hard to do in most people's homes and yards. You're just talking about, like, you know, it might be a bottle cap of water.
Correct. And then with that, it can be harder than, you know, one may think, because sometimes these mosquitoes are very devious and they can find the most cryptic areas to breed in. And water can be found in, again, very cryptic areas, just like the corrugated drain pipes off gutters, those sorts of areas. So it is imperative that we just really scope our yards out to make sure that none of those containers are holding water.
You, I said last week on a newscast, you called in an airstrike. You got out the airplane and applied some measures to some mosquitoes. Why did the airplane get out last week?
Correct. The week before his report on that Friday showed or recorded 5 positive mosquito pools within the area, which was very significant for that particular week, considering especially how many mosquitoes we had in the area or had in our surveillance numbers, and that was very low. So that increased number of disease showing in mosquitoes was imperative that we got out and treated for that.
The folks see the mosquito truck come by and spray. I was fascinated, and I learned this. It doesn't matter how fast the mosquito truck is going, it adjusts its spray rate and has a really wide kill pattern.
Correct. Our mosquito trucks apply chemical with what was called an adjustable flow rate. So they can't go any faster than 17 miles an hour, otherwise the spray will cut off. But if they're going as low as 2 or as high as 17, the truck and the machinery accounts for that and sprays the rate that is needed or is applicable to that particular speed.
So when it comes down my street, how wide a swath does it cut with that chemical?
That is a 300-foot swath.
So that's a football field every time it goes down a street.
Correct.
Wow, that's interesting to know. Shannon, folks may be wondering what to do to stay safe from mosquitoes. In our last minute, what do people need to do to when they get ready to go out?
I know it's hot outside, and this suggestion is just one, that I make, loosely based on the heat. But if you're out working outdoors, longer sleeves and pants are recommended and do help. Always wear an EPA-approved repellent, one containing an ingredient such as DEET or oil of lemon eucalyptus. Again, source reduction is key, removing all that standing water around your home. And to avoid scented lotions and perfumes while working outdoors.
I always forget, do I wear light colors or dark colors not to get bit?
Light colors.
Wear light colors. If you wear dark colors, they bite you more.
Yes, they're more attracted to dark colors.
That's Shannon Ryder of Ouachita Parish Mosquito Abatement. Find out more about protection on our website, kedm.org.